the final evening. I personally can't believe how quickly everything's gone. It's just seemed astonishing. We've had so much, and we can only hope that for those who've been here for the first time, you've seen something of foundations and the freedom in the spirit. For many of us who've been to one or two, and those, there are people here who've been to every one. Malcolm is the only one. If you don't know who Malcolm is, in the beginning was Malcolm, and foundations flourished. What I was going to say is just for those who've been on a number of these, listening to what's been taught, listening to conversations, listening to prayers, we get as much out of it as those who come for the first time. There is always something that God has for us to listen to and to say to others. And we just pray that as the week ends, you'll take away not only memories, but information that you can act upon. Hopefully, areas where you may think and you may be able to add information, people may see that there's been a change. I've got to give a fairly long number of notices, and please bear with me. Perhaps I could say at the beginning, despite the morning being our last morning tomorrow, there will be prayers at 7 a.m. in the large lounge, and we look forward to anyone that feels able that they can get there. It's completely open to you to pray, to read scripture. We sing, if we're led to sing. There's no leading as such other than through the Holy Spirit. So please come and join us. Please contribute. You will be most welcome. I've got to give you a reminder that in the welcome packs there are envelopes for financial contributions. We're obliged to block book a hotel. We're obliged to commit to a number of rooms, and if we can't fill them, then we still pay. And I know you've been asked for an awful lot of money for all sorts of causes all during the week. But if you feel that you want foundations to continue as a family, please consider prayerfully what you can contribute. Some of us a little, some of us a lot, but Scripture tells us regardless, we contribute what we can and we are blessed in our giving. Amazingly, we have to vacate by 9:30 in the morning. I say amazingly because I don't have to clean and clear all the rooms for other people coming in. But there's a large group coming in, apparently, and they have to deal with an awful lot of rooms. So we've got to vacate by 9:30. There is provision for those who want it, just to bring your cases down and your bags and put them in the billiard room. That's the room where all the books are. And we can leave cases there, so we don't have to load into vehicles, or for those coming by train and other means, we have a place to put our bags. Now, the billiard room may have a billiard table, but it's full of books and magazines. Sword is in there, as well as an awful lot of other publications. And the people that have brought those books, Judith in particular, has said there are things in there that are free of charge. And please have a look. Please take back with you things that you think may bless others, They may not be for you necessarily, but if you can carry them, for those who aren't flying on Ryanair, have a look and see whether you're prompted to take something back you can pass on. This sort of material isn't always available in the churches we come from. It's something that's new, believe it or not, to a fair number of people, and it would be a shame to want to reach for a book you've seen or a publication you've seen here only to find that you didn't take the opportunity, and then you have to get in touch with us and say, how can I get a copy? And the whole thing becomes quite lengthy. Sword magazine in particular is something dear to my heart, and there's a stack of copies in there, and we would like you to help yourselves and again consider whether or not the articles in there are those that you think would be of interest to others. It's not just a subscription gaining exercise. We don't know when authors write for Sword where that blessing will come, where those words will have effect. That's God's plan. That's how God is. We're just obedient to the fact that he touches those authors, he asks them to write, and they do quite freely. So please help yourselves to those. I think that's almost the end of my notes, other than the fact that I want to ask Chris and Lindy are leaving very early in the morning, and I want to ask Chris just to say a few words to us, because there won't be an opportunity in the morning. And then I'm going to pass the mic over to Barry. Thank you.
Well, folks, Lindy and I just want to say a huge thank you to all of you for being so encouraging, so welcoming, so loving. It's just typical of the Foundation's family, and that's why we are so conscious of the privilege of being part of it. The best magazine in the whole wide world is, yes, you've guessed it, Woman's Weekly. Slap wrist time. Of course, the best magazine in the whole wide world is the one edited by our brother David, Sword Magazine. He's ably aided by a whole team of very, very wonderful chaps, girls too, who make that magazine what it is. And it's a privilege to write for it. But it's a privilege also to be part of this conference. In my opinion, the magazine and this conference are two of the most significant movements of the Lord in the country today. And we're part of it, you see, which is such an immense thing. So we look forward to seeing you again at a future event when Lindy and I are able to come, and that'll be great. But bless you very much, and we'd love to be there tomorrow, but we can't be. But I guess it'll be a terrific experience as the threads are all brought together. Praise the Lord.
Well, shalom.
Shalom.
Let's just put our focus on the only one who matters.
Amen.
Let's pray. Father, you are glorious. Father, you are holy. Father, you are righteous. Father, you are merciful. Holy is your name. Father, what we do this evening, we pray will give you great honor, great glory, that we would lift our voices to you, that you would receive our prayers, and that, Father, that we would ensure that only you leave this place with glory. It is your name, Father, your name, and your name alone, which is worthy of all praise. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's just start with his word. And when I came to you, brothers, I did not come with superiority of speech or of wisdom, proclaiming to you the testimony of God. For I determined to know nothing among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified. And I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. And my message and my preaching were not in persuasive words of wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not rest on the wisdom of men, but on the power of God. Yet we do not speak wisdom among those who are mature. Sorry, let me say that again. Yet we do speak wisdom among those who are mature. A wisdom, however, not of this age, nor of the rulers of this age, who are passing away. But we speak God's wisdom in a mystery, the hidden wisdom, which God predestined before the ages to our glory, the wisdom which none of the rulers of this age has understood. For if they had understood it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But just as it is written, things which eye has not seen, and ear has not heard, and which have not entered the heart of man, all that God has prepared for those who love him. For to us God revealed them through the Spirit, for the Spirit searches all things, even the depths of God. For who among men knows the thoughts of a man except the Spirit of the man which is in him? Even so, the thoughts of God no one knows except the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the Spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we might know the things freely given to us by God, which things we also speak, not in words taught by human wisdom, but in those taught by the Spirit, combining spiritual thoughts with spiritual words. But a natural man does not accept the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, and he cannot understand them, because they are spiritually appraised. But he who is spiritual appraises all things, yet he himself is appraised by no man. For who has known the mind of the Lord that he should instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. Praise the Lord.
One of the ways to worship God is to speak truth. I'd like all the people who came on the outreach today to come out really quickly. That means everybody. Because we want to just give testimony and encourage you with what God did today. Where's everybody else? Come on, don't hold back everybody. Everybody's hanging to, come on, Nancy, get in here. And there's Amy as well, and Elijah. Yes. Here we come. We know there are lots of ways to evangelize, and you're probably doing that anyway. But one of the ways is that we can go out on the streets and we can speak truth. And our main aim was really to go out with compassion and love people and look in their eyes and tell them. So now, who's going to start? Perhaps people haven't said anything yet. How about that? Amy, come on, let's talk about what happened with us. Come on. So we just walked along the street, didn't we, really?
We did.
Just normal, not looking like, anything out. And we just stopped people, didn't we?
Yeah, it was just encouraging for me. I mean, Barry's always been the one to go off and do, street evangelism and things, and I've been the one staying at home, and that's fine. But this time I just thought, no, and it's been something I felt the Lord speaking to me about this year, about just speaking to people who I come into contact with and, breaking through with speaking about the Lord. So, yeah, this is just another building block on it this year, I think. And it was just really encouraging to see Ginny just go forward and just really casually just chat to people. And from that, ask if they want to be prayed. We had some really, really good conversations with people.
Excellent.
One man just down by the seafront was sat on a bench, and he looked quite hard, didn't he?
He did.
He didn't look like he wanted us to talk to him to start with. But just bit by bit, you could just see the walls coming down a little bit. And he said that he'd been away in Tenerife for 4 or 5 weeks. And he just came back last night on the plane, and he said it was a terrible flight. The turbulence was awful. And he said he prayed. He said, help me out of this, along those lines, wasn't it?
He did.
And the plane landed fine, no problem. And then we're there this morning, and we're there talking about the Lord. And I said, well, he answered your prayer last night. And, he was just really receptive, wasn't he? He let us pray with him. And he just said, you've really made my day today. And, and just really, really realising how lonely people are out there. If we don't go out and tell them, who is going to tell them? There's no hope for how much. And another couple, moving on. We spoke to them, and he was very chatty, had a lot to talk about. But when we said, where do you think you're going after you die? And they said, well, the physical body just dies, that's it. So they think that's just it. They think there's just no hope. So this is it, these 70-odd years that you get, or more, and that's it. And I just thought, there's just no hope for these people. But we can go and give them hope. And it was just really exciting. And for me, it just kind of broke down a few walls too, that I thought, okay, we can go and do this with the Lord's help. But it was full reliance on him. And really encouraging. So I thank Ginny for going and just kind of, modelling it, which was great.
Excellent. Well done. Praise God. Come on.
We'll go together. We'll do this together.
We met a lady outside the opticians, and she had just been told that her eyesight was failing, that she would go blind. And so we prayed for her, and she was very receptive, and she did pray, didn't she?
She said that she prayed every morning, and that she'd believed in Jesus. Mm. And she obviously was very worried about the eyesight, wasn't she?
Yes.
And we did pray for her eyesight to improve. But I gave her a card, because we've all made these cards in the art workshop, the prophetic art workshop. And I said, I read it to her.
Yep.
And I said, you can give it to somebody else if you want. And she said, oh, that would be really good, because I don't think I can make Christmas cards this year. And I said, well, I'll tell you what, I'll give you another one. And you said, is there anybody else that we could pray for?
And then I gave her another little card, and she was very blessed and said that she would love that, and she was going to read them when she got home.
Yeah, and she said, you've really raised my spirit. She said, you've really blessed me.
Yes.
Yeah, and that was only one. There were about half a dozen people we spoke to. Yes. You wanted to pray for everybody that walked past, didn't you?
Yes. Yeah. It was wonderful, yeah. Lovely.
So how was it? Was that the first time you've done that?
No, I've got quite a lot at home, yes.
Yeah, but you were brilliant. You really were.
It's lovely.
Very bold, actually. Very bold.
I think one of the features, if I just add this bit, just mind your feet, my sweet.
Yep.
I think one of the features was there's more than once people said, "You've made my day." Yeah. And an elderly lady said, "You know, no one's spoken to me today." And I just kissed her and gave her a hug. And she was lovely, wasn't she? Remember, Sheila. So we prayed for her. I think we all maybe had 7 or 8 conversations of a significant nature. And we'll share a few more because we've got time.
You've heard enough from me this week, so I'll keep mine very brief. One of the things that happened with me was there's a young teenage girl, about 17 to 18, and I went up to her with one of the homemade cards, and I said, "Have you ever received a handmade card really special for yourself at any other time other than Christmas or birthdays?" And she said, "No." So I said, "Well, this one's especially for you as love." And I gave another card away and gave a book away and things like that. But I want to hear about other people, because I know what I've done, and they've got much more interesting stories to tell than I have. And I want those that don't go out so regular as I do to talk.
So. Come on, Shani and Nancy. Come on.
Come on. Go on.
I think the one that struck me was the man who'd come back to England from Australia, and he was sitting on his own looking out at the sea, and you started talking to him, Nancy, didn't you? Mm-hmm. And he wasn't really interested. He said, "I've done everything I want to do. I'm satisfied with my life and I'm not interested." And I said to him, "Can I just say one more thing? If you ever get to the place where you're desperate and you don't know what to do and you need help, if you just ask Jesus to help you." And so I think I just gave him something that if he does get in that situation, he's got the answer.
Mm-hmm. Whoops. Well, we saw about 5 lots of people. The first 3 were sat waiting for a bus. Mum, teenager, and a young boy. And she was going to the hospital with the boy. They were both off sick, although the kids are back to school now. And so we asked them if they believed in God. The mum did. She said she used to go to church, but she doesn't now. Anyway, we offered to pray for them, and the girl was a bit teenagey, you know, laughing and stuff. But she said, "If you like."
Fallen off her pony.
Oh, yes, she'd fallen off a pony. So we prayed for her. Then you talked to the boy.
Yeah, talked to the boy.
He was a bit iffy, but he let us pray for him, so we, that was good. So, and the mum, we really feel that the mum, God spoke to her. So then we go down the road, outside the shop, and I talk to this
Dennis.
Man, older than me. And
quite young then.
And we had a really good chat with him, and we offered to pray for him. Yeah. We prayed for him. So then he had to go. He had to go then. So then we thought, well, we'll walk down to the seafront because it was a really nice afternoon morning. And that was when we saw that gentleman. Well, one of the funniest things for me, anyway. We walked along, and this really old man sat in a wheelchair, really older than me, and he was lovely. He was sat in a wheelchair. His son was taking photographs. And his daughter-in-law appeared as well. And we talked to him. And somebody came along from Evangel Church and gave Shani a leaflet. So we just said to this... Then the gentleman's daughter-in-law came, so we thought, well, we better not hang about. So we just said to this... this gentleman, "Oh, we've just been given a leaflet. Would you like to read it?" So we gave him the leaflet. Then on the way back, we met a dear man selling poppies. And I wasn't quite sure how old he was. So I said, well, were you in the war?
Oh, very good.
And he said, well, he said, I'm 83 and I was in Kenya. Well, to be honest, I can't remember what happened in Kenya, but, you know, we let him talk. And he was very open, wasn't he? But I think another lady came. That was it. You carried on talking. Another young woman came. She was listening to what we were saying. So I thought, well, I'll go and talk to her. And I didn't pray for her, but she accepted a card. So everybody that we saw either took a card, took an envelope, or was prayed for healing. So we're trusting that God's spoken today.
I think, praise God. So we gave out lots of thank you cards. And what's really nice about these thank you cards is, you know, as people would just, we just said, oh, that's a really nice dog, having a normal conversation. You can get things in with a normal conversation. Oh, thank you for talking to me. I've got a little card that just says thank you. And everybody said, how lovely that someone's giving me something that doesn't cost anything. I said, well, actually, it does cost you a lot, but there was opportunities. Does anybody else want to say anything who doesn't normally say anything?
On YouTube.
Just have a highlight then from
Yeah, we chatted, Emma and I chatted with a couple who were seated on a bench who were there on holiday from Weston-super-Mare, and they opened up about their experience of the Salvation Army and Sunday school, but had both been really sort of put off God by the circumstances in their lives, like Huntington's disease and... He was good. Yeah, and so they'd obviously had quite a lot of suffering, and it was quite hard to sort of, you know, I didn't feel like, I felt to be quite tender with them, really, because they were coming out with a lot of their pain. And so just to explain that God loves them and gave them the cards, which actually the cards that we gave them were very suitable for them, and said, you know, just, you can always just pray the Lord's Prayer. And sort of, yeah, just bless them, really. Yeah.
Praise the Lord. Do you want to say anything, Emma? Because we'll march on. Okay. Well, one final thing, as we were walking along with Amy, and I like to listen to accents. Do you know, I met two people who are from the same area as me. It happens, doesn't it? We are in the middle of Devon. So God can use these. And you met somebody who was, I don't know, same background. Background is your dad. Things, there's always something we have. But we were just thinking, right, we better go home. It's nearly dinner. And I heard this northern accent behind. I said, well, that's an interesting accent. Where are you from? From Bolton, wherever it was. Wigan. So we're having a conversation as we're walking along. They were very open and chatty. So we're sharing the gospel with them. And then he says, I'm just reading a book that just proves that Jesus is really who he says he is. And I said, well, look, I've got a tractate that says, this is the proof. So I shoved it in his hand before he got on the bus. So, you know, you couldn't write the script except the Holy One can do it.
Amen.
And we've been, didn't we feel full, all of us, that we're giving something? I don't know what everybody else, you know, the people who received the things, but we received more. Because to give out the truth is the greatest joy. So let's just keep on, folks. Whatever way is right for us, but let's keep on. The gospel of life is what this nation needs. Amen. Thank you. Amen. Thank you, guys. That's great.
Oh, glory to God. Father, we thank you for this wonderful time that they had this afternoon. Was it this afternoon or this morning? This morning. And Father, we lift all these people that were spoken to. And Lord, would you continue to touch them? Father, would you speak to them? And Father, would you make them alive to you? So, Lord, we've done our little bit, and it's over to you now, and you are the most merciful, gracious, God. So thank you, Father. Lord, we're going to offer you some worship in song now. And pray, Father, that it will be just a wonderful sound to you. And that you will smile. Father, help us to to bless you now in music and song. In Jesus' name we ask. Amen. Shani.
You're my rock of peace. Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
of us.
Hallelujah.
He will make a way. He will. He has. He does. And he doesn't change. The way will be made. But you know something? Well, I'm sure you do. He likes us to talk to him. He likes us to ask. And tonight, I hope we can all come together and ask him for help, because some of our brothers and sisters here need specific help for some very important, specific things. So would you do this? Shall we come together and do that? Okay. I'm going to ask Barry to come and tell us exactly where he needs help.
Thank you. We live in a rented house, and our landlord wants to. It has sold the house, so we have 20 days to find a new home. We have seen some houses, but as we've looked at them, we've always asked the Lord could he please give us a very clear yes or no, and every time it's been clearly no. The whole family have confirmed that. So we are sitting here, we have complete confidence in our mighty God. We are completely at peace. And this verse here, God will make a way. We have no doubt whatsoever. His faithfulness is not in question. But what is in question is my faithfulness. So I just ask you to pray for us that we would hold our nerve, that we would hold our faith in him, that he will provide a way where there seems to be no way. So thank you. We do greatly appreciate your prayers. Thank you.
It is a pleasure. It is a privilege. It is an honor to pray for any brother and sister in need. Could we have the leaders up, please? David. Steve, are you coming to join us, folks? David, do you want to come up? As we represent the congregation.
Sorry?
As we represent the congregation.
Yeah. Are we all here?
David, do you want to come or are you busy? If you can, would you stand with us? Okay. May I ask you to pray?
Yeah.
Because you have such a way with
you. Let's pray. We don't want to lose these folks. There's probably a castle in Salzburg that would be ideally suited to them all. But we want to keep them here, okay? So let's just pray. Father God, oh God, it's so wonderful to stand under your grace tonight, to be buoyed up with confidence in you, to have no confidence in ourselves, to glory in our weakness. It's so wonderful, Father, that you have turned us upside down and right way up. And we just bless you for that. So, Lord, we just stand with Barry and Amy and their lovely family tonight. And what a joy and privilege it is in all of our hearts to stand with them at this moment of need, but also to stand with them sharing the confidence that they have in you. This is not a time where we're all indulging in some kind of sentiment or fear. This is a time when we stand with our brother and sister and with their children and know that you have the matter in hand. So we bless you for that, Lord, and we ask in Jesus' name, Lord, confirm in all of our hearts, give us that peace, that gift of faith that Rosemary spoke about earlier on, to just know for an absolute certainty that you really do have this matter under control. We're standing in some way for Barry and Amy at their Red Sea. And there isn't a way unless you make one. But you've been ahead of them. Yeah, you chose them in Jesus before the world began. So they've been on your heart for a long time, Father. And you know the plans that you have for them. And we're able to lay hold of that promise, Father, because if anything is clear, we are clear that when you spoke that word of confidence through Jeremiah to the people of Babylon, the exiles in Babylon, you were actually saying to all of your people in all time, there is nothing happening to you that is outside of my control and my intention to bless you. And so we thank you, Lord, that we can stand here in the midst of our modern Babylon and know that the answers are all with you. We bless you in Jesus' name, and we entrust Barry and Amy and the children to you, Lord. Just bless them. Let their hearts overflow with confidence and joy. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Before you call, I will answer.
Does anybody have any?
I feel the Lord is saying to you, Barry, how could I not provide? I'm your dad. How could I leave you abandoned? There's no way that that will happen. I'll give you the best because you're my children. Bless you.
Your yes will come just at the right moment when you least expect it, and it will be a great big fat yes. Be blessed. Thank you so much to all of you. Thank you. Thank you all. We have one more request, one more very important request, and Kim is going to come and tell you all about it.
Thank you. Isaiah 55:8, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are my ways your ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. When we pray for someone, we can tend to use our own words of wisdom, or what we think is wisdom, which is usually foolishness, or we can pray what we think God naturally wants for that person. But really, we need to wait and ask Father God to show us in his wisdom how he wants us to pray for that person, what he's doing in their life, so we can bless what he's doing and encourage the person to rest in God's perfect ways and timing. Sorry, my hair's in my mouth. We were reminded earlier by Jose that sometimes we suffer because our faith is being tested or refined. But sometimes it is a spiritual attack which we can stand against. But in order that we are not praying against what God's will is, we really need to listen to his voice. And there is someone here I would like us to pray for, but first I would like us all to wait on the Lord and ask him to reveal to us what's on his heart for this person. And I'm not going to reveal who this person is or their situation. It's very easy for our prayers to be influenced by what we know about someone or their situation. Now, this isn't some parlor game, but it is a time for us as a body to listen to God and speak out what we believe God is saying. It may be a prayer or it may be an insight into the situation. but I would encourage you to speak out what you believe the Lord is laying on your heart for this person. So, Lord, we thank you that we can approach your throne of grace with confidence so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. In Jesus' name, amen.
So if you seek the Lord then for this person, will you seek any words from him? If anyone needs a bit of paper and pen, I'm sure somebody else will extend a bit of their pad. You can tell Kim what the reference is, or any very specific short prayer. But let's give the Lord, say, 10 or 15 minutes. So please seek him. This is very, very important. And he's a very, very big God. All right? Pass on your scriptures and your short prayers to Kim after this time. I'm sorry, perhaps I didn't explain myself properly. So please seek God, please make a note, and then afterwards pass it on to Kim. Is that all right? Does anyone feel they need a bit more time, or? No? Okay, so if you, Kim, when do you, what, do you want to receive this at the end of the session? Is it? All right. So do please make your note and pass it on to Kim at the end of the evening, which won't be all that much longer. All right. So let's all stand and praise God and lift our voices to him and bring a scripture, bring a psalm, bring a hymn. Let's worship our Lord with song and music. Huh? Let's stand and do it.
and join me. I did a dance for that. And we all joined together.
Your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus, who, being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness. Being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on a cross.
that name that is above every name, Jesus' name, cancer is just a name, arthritis is just a name, heart disease is just a name, debt is just a name, poverty is just a name, fear, doubt, they're just names. Jesus' name is greater than all those names.
Amen.
Yeah.
Yeah,
well said.
Above all things, above all nature, and all.
your heads, O gates. Lift them up, you ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is he, this King of glory? The Lord Almighty. He is the King of glory.
Thank you.
Thank you all very much. I am certain that our daddy is smiling upon us tonight. Thank you, Lord, for being there for us. All right, tomorrow, just take a pew. Tomorrow we're going to celebrate and give thanks through the things that he has done through us these days. And tomorrow we're going to just have a great time. Now think, dream, or whatever you need to do so that tomorrow you're ready to bring glory to your Father. So we're looking for the wonderful things that he has done, the thoughts that he has had, whatever you may have been given as a revelation, whatever gives glory to him. We want to hear you tomorrow, okay? And we're looking forward to the wonderful singing we're going to get and the wonderful dancing we're going to get and all the things that are wonderful and beautiful. Concentrate on those. How's that? All right? Sleep well. I'll see you tomorrow. Shalom. Praise God. Hallelujah. Good night.